This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Draymond Green, not happy with the All-Star Game format. He went on to say, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, the All-Star Game was a 0. He said the format sucked.
I kind of agree with him on the format sucking, although I wouldn't blame J.D. Davidson. I'd blame LeBron James. I'd blame the current players for why it's gotten to this point. You guys play like crap.
That's Terps GOAT, just FYI.
I know it's Terps GOAT.
Yeah.
But you play like garbage, and you just mail in these games that they're then forced to make some sort of a fix because of this. They weren't fixed. Not to sound like the old school guy, but they didn't have to fix it when, you know, Jordan and Bird and Magic were playing in the All-Star game. Now they feel like they have to fix it. So Draymond Green's like shaking his finger at the league, but it's like, look around. It's the guys currently in the league that ruined the All-Star game.
No, it's true. I don't think there should be G Leaguers in it, but the bigger problem
I agree with them, guys, like LeBron. But it's like, how did it get here? Right? He's like, oh, well, the ratings are down. All right, well, why are the ratings down for the All-Star game? It's because you guys just shoot half-court shots and run up and down and don't try at all. And then you have somebody like LeBron James who, like, last second's like, oh, I'm hurt. I'm not even going to do this.
Anthony Edwards, too.
I was going to say, you noticeably right. Don't bring up Anthony Edwards. You hate LeBron.
I like Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, I'll
leave him out of this.
This agenda.
It's high. It really is. It's high noon here on Jones and Keefe. It's a Celtics
it's
Wednesday.
It's Terp time.
At high noon, which means it's Terp time. What's up, Terp?
What's up, boys?
Does Draymond have a point about the crappy format?
I mean, yes, but like you guys said, that the reason we are at this point is because of players like Draymond. He was a four-time All-Star. He has problems with this, too. Like, there was no competitiveness.
You can say it. Players like Tatum and Brown, too. You can
Tatum
say
and Brown
it.
As well. Yeah, but they're a little bit on the younger side. Like, this is years of building up. This isn't like a three-year thing that's like, oh, look, we're having record scoring in the All-Star game. We have to fix it. Like, this has been a problem
for years. And Tatum tried 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Now,
he scored 51 or 55.
Like, now, problem is four guys on a given year try. Like, it used to be maybe four guys didn't. Or, like, for sure they wouldn't try super hard in the first half. But you could go back to some of the old All-Star games. Final few minutes, guys are actually playing. There was also more rivalries. But unfortunately, like, that ship has sailed. Where, like, all these guys grew up playing against each other. They all love each other. You see it at every, even regular season game. Like, when it matters, they're all hugging and kissing each other.
And you would think that makes it a little bit more competitive.
Oh, yeah,
but
maybe.
But it doesn't. No. I also... For this year, like, I didn't have a problem with the actual basketball. When they were playing basketball, the problem is they didn't do a whole lot of that. That was the whole issue.
Yeah, that's an issue.
Like, they didn't, it was a 3-hour broadcast and it was a 42 minutes of actual basketball. Like,
pretty amazing.
That's crazy.
Well, they needed a 20-minute send-off for TNT. They needed, like, Mr. Beast's challenge, which is fine. Like, he's bringing a lot of eyeballs to it.
Kevin Hart
did a couple of sets.
Kevin Hart doing, like, open mic night. You're like, what?
The best part of the TNT thing, they are going to ESPN. Like, the show is still a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I get it, like, honor everyone that was part of it, and they deserve the send-off, but does it have to be in the middle of the so-called championship game of the All-Star game?
It does not need to be there.
And they're going to ESPN. Like, that's the thing. Like, the show is continuing.
Yeah, it is weird. Now, you're a perfect person to ask because you're in your early 20s, and so maybe Jones and I are just getting, like, too old for, like, these All-Star games. Maybe there's, like, a point in time. Because, like, when I was younger, and he's certainly even younger than 20, but, like, loved all the All-Star games. Like, all the All-Star games was a chance to see all the best players playing against each other. You knew the game wasn't going to be super serious, but regardless of the sport, you were excited to see the guys. And factor in the whole weekend, like the dunk contest, the three-point contest, the skills, everything in between. Do fans your age into it, or do you guys view it kind of the same way we do now?
No, not really, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Mack McClung, as great as a dunker he is, he's a G Leaguer.
Right.
Like, you want to see superstars participate in it, and that's why I thought it was a good thing that Jalen did it last year.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, you just have really no one notable. There's no headline names that you want to tune in for. Again, Mack McClung is great. He puts on a great performance. But at this point, he's a professional dunker. The guy doesn't play NBA minutes. He's just a G Leaguer, and people want to see the superstars, and that's a problem. And then Giannis tweeting out that he'd consider doing it. He's asked about it the next day, and he's like, no, I was hacked. So they're making a joke out of it, too.
Stop. This also goes back to your GOAT, LeBron James, never doing the dunk contest. And then I think the next wave of players were like, well, I'm not going to do it. It's not like Jordan did it. Kobe did it. Vince Carter obviously did it.
Dominique.
But yeah, plenty of guys. Plenty of good players did it. A few kind of trickled through. Like Donovan Mitchell did it. You know, Blake Griffin was an All-NBA player, and he was doing it. But since then, it's been really few and far between. Like, I really think scrap that at this point. Like, just dump it. Dump it, unless you're going to get stars to do it, because the Mack McClung thing, like, he's good at dunking. Great. There are also guys, you can find them on YouTube, that are insane at dunking. Like, mm-hmm. the guys that were on, like, the And1 mixtape tour. Unbelievable. You can find, if you just want to watch cool dunks, you can go see it.
Right, but he's a nobody.
Well, that's the thing. It's like a long drive contest. You could probably find a few guys around the world that actually hit the ball further than Bryson DeChambeau and like Dustin Johnson. But I'd rather see those two guys have like a long drive contest, even if it's 10 yards shorter than some random guy that shows up at driving ranges. And so if you're not going to get the commitment, then scrap it. Like, don't pull a guy that's not even on an NBA team, put an NBA jersey on and be like, see, this is the team that he belongs to. It's like, you're not fooling anybody.
It doesn't help either that a lot of the conversation surrounding the issues in the game now is about load management. So these guys are already taking time off, and then they can't participate in these events. Like, I'm with you. Like, if it's going to be G Leaguers and it's not going to be the show, just dump it. Like, if the players really want to just take the time off and go on a break, I mean,
so I wouldn't dump it. You got to find a way to get the stars involved. I wouldn't get rid of it. But, like,
how do you do that?
So I already gave you my idea. Write it into their contracts when they come in. You got to give the players something back. Do it for rookies. You can grandfather in all the star players now, but compel them where one time when the league asks, you got to do the dunk contest. Unless you're hurt, you got to do the dunk contest. Like, that's my solution for it. I don't think it's going to happen organically, but I've heard this before, like, scrap the home run derby, scrap the dunk contest. I think there's something with those. I wouldn't get rid of them, but you have to get stars back in it. How do you fix the game itself? Does it need fixing? How do you fix the All-Star Game, Turk?
I mean, I don't see them getting away from this format at least in the next two seasons. Like, I think they're going to let this run.
They're going to do this again next year?
I think so. Oh. Adam Silver loves tournaments. I mean, think about it. In-season tournament.
He does love tournaments. So I like tournaments, but why is the All-Star game a tournament?
I mean, that's the only way to get them to compete. I thought the competitive level was high. It was still an All-Star game. Don't get me wrong.
I'll take your word for it, because I was mostly watching SNL. I was flipping in and out. I mean, I wasn't watching with the most critical eye when I was watching in terms of the level of competition, but I'll take your word for it. You're saying it was better?
I'm not going to say they were playing like it was a playoff game, but it was better than years past. There was some level of competition. And I think even with the younger guys, with the rising stars, because the so-called OGs didn't want to get punked by the young guys, like, it makes sense. And I also like... I know you're not a fan of the Rising Stars team, but I do like it because we've talked about it before, just how bad the NBA is at marketing their young players and marketing their young teams. Like, the Thunder didn't play on Christmas. That's ridiculous. Yeah. So if this is a stage...
So that's funny. I think the NBA is pretty good at marketing their players. Are they bad at it?
I think they're good
at
marketing.
It's all the older guys.
I was going to say they're great at it, but it does seem like it's LeBron and
so
it's like the main guys.
I see. So you're saying specifically they're young guys.
Right.
Got it.
Like, it takes a while to break through.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that Thunder team was going to be one of the better teams.
Right.
And they didn't play on Christmas. And then they play the Celtics. It's matched up with week 18 of the NFL season. Like, that is a bad job by the league. So if this is giving those younger players a platform to get some neck recognition and with these older stars, it makes sense. And it also got players to try. So I thought the game itself, the basketball, when it was being played, was fine. It was all the rest of the gimmicks, like the Mr. B shot, and good for the kid for the $100,000. But, like, We don't need all that.
It's true. It's like the setup. Like if you take somebody, now they've been doing this for like 20 years, so this is maybe not the best example, but if you took like a really like older person and brought them to like a live game now, they'd be like, what is all this stuff going on? Like where, like how come it's not just the game? But then like TNT, they did that on steroids. They're like, well, people don't just want to watch basketball. Like they need a famous YouTuber. They need a stand-up special. They need like a send-off. They need all this stuff in between while also working in a tournament.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We had mentioned Bill Simmons' idea of making it have home court advantage on the line in the NBA Finals. Is that an idea you like at all?
I actually like that idea. Yeah. And I really like the part
of... You can't do that with this format.
No, you couldn't do it. You'd have to go back to East-West.
Yeah. Change it, yeah.
But I did like, too, that he threw in there that it was only the top five seeds, the players of the top five seeds can play, because there was two games. So there was, like, the one that you're competing for home court advantage, and then there was another one that...
Yeah, so you could still have rising stars, and you could have guys that are outside the
right.
top five.
And the top five guys would actually could play for home court advantage.
It would actually kind of work this year because it would have been Tatum and Brown. It would have been...
Cavs had three All-Stars.
Mitchell, so. Mobley, and my guy Darius Garland. It'd be Towns and Brunson. It'd be Siakam and Giannis.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, it would have
worked.
Pretty
good. Like, that's not bad.
Again, I just don't see them dumping this after 1 year.
Lakers or the five, maybe it'd compel LeBron to play in the game.
Yeah,
Maybe with him. You never
know. Think he plays tonight?
Maybe not. Oh, yeah, they have their makeup game tonight.
Would it be a bad look if he plays tonight?
Yes, it would be. It would be a bad look. I have no idea if he's going to or not, but it would definitely be a bad look if he played. You sat out the All-Star game.
Right.
That'd be a bad look if he played.
Yeah, but the All-Star game is Sunday. Today's Wednesday. Like, if he plays now and you're like, oh, I'm prioritizing the regular season.
You can explain it away. Yeah. I just think it's a bad, it's like, are you hurt or
how
not?
Hurt are you?
Yeah, funniest thing, too, is he had his own press conference and just so nonchalantly threw out that he wasn't going to play in the game.
Dude, what a loser. And then he's wearing, like, street clothes. He's wearing street clothes. He's taking a photo with all the All-Stars in, like, just regular clothes.
I'm with Terp. Watch your mouth.
Put the uniform on.
That's our goat.
Respect the goat.
Not my goat.
Watch your mouth.
Never going to be my goat.
Our goat.
No, that's your goat.
Yeah.
Also, the All-Star weekend was also getting a lot more criticism just because it was on at the same time as the Four Nations, which are, they're two separate things. Like, they're hard to compare. But I got a lot of people wondering about if the NBA could do anything like that, which the answer is no. Like, you don't have four countries where it's going to be super competitive like that. Would the league be in on a U.S. versus world, and would that change the level of play at all?
I think that's probably the only way they could do something like that, is doing it that way. And I mean, I don't know if there's any fixing the level of competition. Like, you may not be able to.
I mean, you can't get them to play hard in regular season games. Okay, so how are you going to get them to play hard in this?
You can't have that without players caring and actually trying, and clearly they don't care.
Right, like, here's the problem. Maybe the USA players would care because they're pulling out a Team USA jersey. Do you think a guy from Serbia pulling on the world jersey
United
gives two
Nations?
Craps about it? Like, they don't. So the
but it's also versus U.S. It'd be like, we're like, hey, we're better than...
Right, but for what? Like, there's no... At least in the Four Nations, it's like the fake pride.
Yeah.
Like, what? There's not even pride in the rest of the world outside of the U.S.?
The Olympics isn't bad. Now, it's still heavy, heavy favorite U.S., but... Like, France is, like, a lot better.
The
and
difference
like Canada.
Is we care about it here in the U.S. because we're not the best country playing the sport. Hockey.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we care so much about the internet. It's like we're punching up to Canada and maybe even some other nations given the year. But, yeah, we're always the favorites in basketball. It's just you're punching down.
So there's nothing we can do.
I don't think there's much you can do from an international standpoint in basketball. I don't think. Not yet. Maybe in 20 years. Not now.
One thing you can do is stop changing it. Like, just pick a format and stay. Like, you've changed it like four times in the last 10 years. Like, relax.
True.
Stop changing the game. Just keep it out.
Well, I just figured out the Elam rule, the Elam ending.
That lasted 2 years.
Yeah, okay, as a counterpoint, though, hockey kept changing their format over and over and over again, and maybe now they've stumbled onto something good. So there is something to be said for thinking outside the box and continuing to change it until you find something, but I would just go back to East-West, personally. Let's go to some phone calls here. 617-779-7937. Trav is in Lowell on the All-Star game. Go ahead, Trav.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm just wondering, like, what was wrong with the original formats? Like, the East versus West and the home run derby with the 10 outs. You know what I mean? Like, you get as many home runs as you can, and any ball that's swung at that's not a home run is an out.
So I'll answer that. The problem with the old format is that it turned into an alley-oop contest, and there were guys scoring 60 points in the game and 200 points, and there was no defense. The problem with the home run derby, not to go off on this tangent, but it took too long, so they tried to expedite the thing. I actually want them to go back to the old format, too, for that, but that's
baseball
a side
should,
topic.
But yeah, they ran into an issue where they thought it was going too long.
Yeah.
So they stopped. Last year's NBA All-Star game, the final score, it was East versus West, so 2024 All-Star game. Was 211-186.
So if I'm not mistaken, that was a record high.
That was sort of like a breaking point. Is like it was. You're right. It was all just alley-oop dunks or guys taking half court shots. That's all it was. It was like, and I'm a diehard basketball fan, but if I am having a hard time watching it, you certainly aren't going to convince casuals to watch that game.
And they still did that on Saturday,
yeah, a little
or
bit
Sunday
yep.
rather. With yep. Curry did it. Like, he took three half court shots. I think it was. And he made one of them, but like. That's going to happen in the All-Star game, but for the most part, there was a lot more competition than what we saw last year. And, I mean, obviously not a high mark to hit there.
No. You think Boston will get an All-Star game?
Well, I'd be curious how the ownership sale, you know, affects this, because you have to bid on it, and there's a lot of moving parts with it. And I believe Rich Gotham, the president, was the one running it, but when the new owner comes in, what if they're not on board with it? So I wonder how that.
But why would you not
things.
Be? If you're buying the franchise, I would think the league would do like a make good to a new ownership group spending $5.5-6 billion as a make good. We'll throw you an All-Star. Like, I think that would actually help.
I mean, Adam Silver,
the current ownership group can't get one. They've failed. So maybe a new ownership group would be able to.
I mean, it has been too long. What was 1964 was the last one, and That's a long time.
And that's wild.
Yeah, and like they have, so it's a matter of if they have everything that they need to have too. They need like a convention center for a week long thing. They need a bunch of hotel rooms, which I'm sure they can do. I mean, it's just a matter
we don't have that here. We have a convention center. No, we have hotel rooms.
Now you just have to get the city to sign off.
Yeah, they can have the.
But I mean, I'd love to see it come back. Jaylen Brown was lobbying for that over the weekend too.
Yeah, Jaylen took some shots at Warriors fans. You see that?
Yeah.
He's like,
it wouldn't be empty here.
They didn't show up there.
Did you see some of the pictures, though?
Oh, yeah. Like, the videos of how empty it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to show up for Team Shaq. I'm sorry, but, like, no one understood the format. No one wants to show up for that. So I'd go to bat for the NBA all day, but that thing was a spectacular failure.
For 2028, it's down to Atlanta, Boston, Milwaukee, Orlando.
Oh, so they're in the bid?
Or at least it says reportedly in consideration. So I guess you could take that for what it's worth, but, I mean, I don't know. I also think it's tough because it's February, and I know they've done plenty of cold weather cities, but for guys to go on a break, wouldn't they be a little bit more enticed to go to Orlando?
Yeah, for sure. I don't get this. Dubs in the Twitch chat. It would be a disaster. Boston doesn't want an All-Star game.
Why?
What would be a
disaster? They got the Four Nations here, for God's sake.
Thank you. How many people do you have more Canadians coming in for the Four Nations? Yeah. Than you would basketball fans, but
all the Finns.
What do you think would happen for an All-Star game weekend? It would not be that. It's not an Olympics. It wouldn't be that much of a mess. It's not that many people coming to your city.
They've hosted NCAA tournaments and stuff like that.
They hosted the U.S. Open a couple. It's Brookline, but like you hosted that. Like it'd be the same level of thing.
Lionel Messi played at Foxborough.
Saying Boston couldn't handle an Olympics is fine. Like that makes a lot of sense. That would be too much of a crush. I get it. I'd still want it, but I get it. Couldn't handle an all. You don't think we can handle an All-Star game here?
I absolutely could.
I feel like we could.
And they just revamped the Garden, like that should play into it as well. Like they absolutely could handle.
It's two nights, or three nights, I guess.
Yeah, maybe two. That's three.
Also, we don't need the celebrity game to have its own night. You can shave that down to two nights.
Andrew's in Wareham. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great.
I think the All-Star games you need some kind of like. Pride, like conference pride. I think it's important to play for something to make them competitive. So I think NHL, NBA, MLB, I think that all these games should be like East versus West to drum up the pride and then make it for home field in the playoffs. Then all the players are actually going to put a little effort into it.
Okay, so like regular season games, that matters? Those are the stakes? He hung up. I actually didn't let him go.
So, I don't know. The problem is, like,
no one cares that you're in the Eastern. That's never going to be a thing.
Guys change teams.
Proud.
Like,
proud.
They change teams like they, you know, change undies. So, I don't think there's, like, a lot of Eastern Conference pride when they're bouncing around. They could get traded the week before. Like,
they also just tried that for 20 years or something.
They did try East-West for a while. And when there was less player movement, there might have been something there.
Here's what you got to do.
It doesn't really exist.
I've solved it. And in fairness, somebody pointed this out to me on Monday. Mego and I were talking a lot about All-Star game formats. We actually had a caller, Bruce, last week, solved the All-Star game problem that we have for all sports. So it's actually already been solved. Bruce solved it. Battle of the Network Stars, four athletes from every city, city versus city battle.
Pride.
It's already been solved.
Done.
But like maybe you go back to like the NHL, maybe the NBA did this way back in the day too, like the provincial draft where you can only draft players local.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now it's like you really have some hometown pride for where you're from.
L.A., New York would probably do well.
Yeah, I would think those would be good.
They'd do well.
You know, now I don't want to get into like a hip-hop East-West sort of battle
going on. Could turn into that,
though. I would shudder to think.
Burn too hot.
I wouldn't want to go there. But you could maybe entice them that way. How about the Celtics for the start of the second half?
Yeah, they're going to come home, and they have a chance now when they come back to really figure out their home woes. They're going to play 8 of their first 11 out of the All-Star break at home. And that's something that I'm really looking forward to, see if they can do that. Because that's probably been their biggest knock throughout the year is how inconsistent they've been at home. So now you've got 8 of your 11. You get a chance to really right the ship there. And I also really do think they're going to turn it up here. They head into the All-Star break winners of 7 of their last 8. They made it a point to hit the break playing some of their best basketball to really ramp it up as they get closer to the end of the season. So I'm expecting them to hit the ground running out of the All-Star break.
Okay. We'll be talking about it with Terp all year long. Celtics Wednesdays at high noon here on Jones and Keefe. Check out his work, WEEI, also on Twitter at Justin M. Turpin. Terp, we appreciate it, as always. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending. When we come back, we'll get to Tristan Casas, just another player that Alex Cora has to deal with in solving their roster issues for the Red Sox. That's next.
Ah.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.